chairperson, and according to Rule 158 of the National Assembly, the committee now has to elect a chairperson. I am just checking quickly if we have a quorum for the meeting. Yes, we do have a quorum. So I will go straight into the business for this morning. That is the election of the chairperson. So, is there anybody that wants to nominate anybody for the position as the chairperson? Mr. Mpumza?
Yes, sir. I rise to nominate the name of Honorable Fikile Qhasa as the chair of the portfolio committee. Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable Mpumza. Do I have a seconder for the nomination of Honorable Qhasa?
Honorable Hadebe with an H, I so move. Presiding officer, very progressive nomination, wealth of experience, capable to the task. He will continue where the previous chair has left off. He's going to take us to greater heights. So I so move. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Hadebe. Is there any other nomination?
Yes.
In the absence of any other nominations, Honorable Qhasa, you have been duly elected as the chairperson. Thank you.
Long live the chair! Long live the chair!
Long live the chair!
I was elected chairperson once in parliament, so I've forgotten what happened after getting elected. I thought I would say something first to say I appreciate the nomination, support, and no contestation. I think it's a good sign that we are starting on a good note, and one would wish to indicate that I am new to the portfolio, because immediately I was moved to forestry, fisheries and environment. I completely switched off on anything that is related to local government. So I would rely on the support of all of us to make sure that we deal with the task at hand. I know that challenges in local government are quite serious, and they are even more serious now as we approach elections. So one is going to be ready to partner with everybody, as long as we know that our challenges, which to us as members of parliament, because I know we come from different constituencies. Poverty is a challenge. Inequality in the country, because of our history, is also something that we know. Of late, numbers are escalating in terms of unemployment, especially amongst young people, all those who are committed to make sure that we make our bit of contribution to dent those challenges. I think we'll work together and also making sure that because local government is very close to the people, that is where democracy should be practiced. That is where development should be taking place. So I hope all of us, with your experience, you are going to take me along, and I'll be a good team player. I'll be ready to learn. And with those few words, I will be part of you now. An alternative candidate. I think let's keep it that way. Continue to do the good work for Parliament, because Parliament itself, I think out of the commission of Zondo, there were very clear messages about what we could have done better and what we should do better. Thank you very much, honorable members, for the nomination and election. I know I should be taking over. I was informed there's no other item. But because I'm a Democrat, I would like to hear one voice or the other before we close the meeting. Can I pick hands if there are any? Just comments.
Yeah, I have a comment in the chair.
Please.
Thank you very much. Congratulations. We hope that the paternal is our new chair. In this committee, we work as a unity because we understand that we have a challenge in terms of our municipalities, and it needs all of us as a committee to ensure that those people who are elected or who are working on those municipalities must account. So I just want to check one thing. Since we are elected today and there was already a program that was approved by the committee, are any changes that is going to take place as per program, or are we going to continue as per the program of the committee?
Maybe if I can respond, the program that gets adopted is a program of the committee. So I'm not coming in to disrupt the work of Parliament. I think all committees, from where I come from, we adopted formally a program. There might be slight changes which must be explained. If there are any, for now, because I still have to familiarize myself with the program that you have adopted. So there will be no change. I see Honorable Peza.
No, thank you very much, Chair, and welcome to the committee, where everyone is united in the treatment. Chair, note, I'm closer myself. In terms of the languages and the phonetics of the country, of languages, I wanted to ask you if Tasa is well spelled there, or is it Tasa or Tasa?
Well, it got transformed as we were getting as we were progressing. Initially, I think when I was in sub A, not in grade something, it was XH.
XH, now it's H.
It used to be XH. So when you pronounce it, you must pronounce it in that way.
Yes, okay. Thank you, Chairperson. And then I'm happy that you spoke of local government as a coal face of service delivery. We spoke to the issues of poverty, unemployment, and inequalities. And local government is basically where you find much incompetency and most of the most corrupt and that are and unqualified are actually the ones that are plummeting local government. And so I hope that we would then work unanimously to improve this situation, because indeed it's where every one of us, including yourself, Chairperson, and the President of the country, everyone, will reside in the municipal space, not in province, not in national. We are all there, so everything needs to be thoroughly done at that space in order to improve the livelihoods of our people. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Honorable Direko.
Thank you, Chairperson. Let me take this opportunity to congratulate you on your newly appointment as the chairperson of the committee. We wish you well in this committee, and Chair, we will also appreciate the fact that you've just indicated to Honorable Mukhalipi that the program of the committee is the program that has been adopted by the committee, and where there are changes that need to be happening, we will also do some changes. However, you understand that the program has been adopted by the committee. And in our said committee, who understand that the challenges in local government need all of us to work together, need our unity as the committee. And we are a committee that doesn't dwell into the politics, we dwell into the issues that are affecting local government. And we are committed, a committee, and we are the committee that believes that working together we can achieve more. So in this committee, Chair, we also want to welcome you, and we are going to support you. We will be there every step of the way. You can lean on us. We are committed. We are a hard-working committee, and we surely are going to support you, and we will always be there for you. So, Chair, congratulations, and wishing you all the best. Thank you.
Honorable Spice, I might be pronouncing it wrongly. Honorable Spice, I have jumped to Honorable Hrune first. Let me start there.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, from my side, also congratulations. We do not know each other, but I hope we're going to learn to know each other in this committee. It is true that we are a united committee because we all have interest in local government. So, Chairperson, in terms of that, I want to congratulate you on your election, but I also want to warn you that we are working quite hard in this committee, and I believe that you will keep up so that we do not tone it down, that we keep on working this hard. So from my side, just congratulations, and I'm looking forward to it.
I see, Honorable, is it, I'm not sure who was speaking.
It's my turn, Chairperson, Honorable Spies.
Right. Yeah, okay, yes. Okay.
Spies. Chairperson, thank you very much for the opportunity. I would like to take this opportunity to congratulate you, and also just say that we had a fantastic, working relationship with the former chairperson, and we wish to continue in that way, and that we will give our full cooperation, from our side, and we will always, you must know, speak truth to power. We looking forward to work with you, and as much as we have challenges, we have always been able as a committee to have a great relationship in terms of a new chair from different political alignments. So yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I'm not sure, Honorable Mukhalipi, was that the first hand?
No, Chair, it's the second hand. I thought that after all my colleagues, I will ask for something.
Please.
Okay, thanks, Chair. Chairperson, I just wanted to understand, there was a communication that was sent to us by our secretary of the committee, Ms. Shireen, issues that are very important and are very crucial. Now, I just want to understand, since today on the agenda is only the elections of the chair, according to the program that was adopted to the committee, it also stipulates that our next meeting is on the 7th of September. However, there was a communication that took to the MDA board that are very sensitive and are very, 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 very crucial that was supposed to be dealt with today. So I want to understand how are we planning to deal with those matters. And Chairperson, I'm sure you were correct to say that we are not familiar with this committee, and I concur with my colleague, our whip, Mr. Reiko, saying that our focus here is not to fight amongst ourselves as committee members, because we are coming from difficult political parties, but our focus here is to ensure that the local government is accountable, especially to the people, since there is a huge crisis. So now, usually our meetings are very hectic, Chair. We have a very hectic meeting because we'll have a lot of issues that we need to deal with as this committee. Although we have a program that was adopted, it stipulates that we are going to start on the 7th of September, but if there's an issue, like for instance the one that was sent to us as committee members, that was supposed to be dealt with today, we don't question that. We don't stick to our program because we understand very well that, in fact, we don't have ample time as a committee to address all issues that are affecting the municipalities. So I'm not sure, maybe the secretariat, because I don't want to put the chair under spotlight as the new chair, maybe he does not know what I'm talking about, just to have an understanding how are we going to deal with that matter, which is not part of the program or is going to be integrated to the program going forward. Thanks, Chair.
Yes, Sharon, is there any indication as to what will happen between now and the 7th, specifically in relation to this demarcation board issue?
Chairperson, we're not too sure any timeline on how long they will need to have the matter sorted out from their side. But the thinking is, when we deal with the annual report, we'll get a report on the matter from them. Then the annual report must be dealt with before the end of October. So when we deal with the annual report, we'll ask them to also give us a progress report on the matter. Thank you.
Maybe we can say we are noting the issue. We'll look at it and see how it gets done. Brought back to the committee and when. So I think we'll give feedback on that process. Since the hands now have stopped, I think nobody would maybe just comment on some of the issues that I think the committee is trying to say don't come and move us away from this unity. I keep on hearing members are saying we are united here. That's very good. That's progressive. So there's no way I can endeavor to change that.
Clinical.
That is Molaki saying now. So I'll not move away from that. And the politics themselves, they are not supposed to cause us to fight. Politics is a science of government, so it should be uniting us, actually. So, no fears, I will be part of you. Where I am not sure of is when you are saying we are a hard-working committee here. Yeah. And another member says it's very hectic. I don't know why. Hard work is good. Hectic, I don't know what is meant by hectic. I'm still trying to understand. But my sense is saying I will not change. In fact, local government itself demands that we should be everywhere. We should be dealing with issues if we want to make an impact in terms of our responsibility we make laws, those laws must be implemented, and not only implemented properly so, because they can make a difference. If we do it effectively in terms of changing the lives of the people, that's what we are committed to as public representatives. And that should not divide us. So I will not change anything there. I will try to be part of those. But my part is saying, as long as we do thorough preparation of some of the issues that we must deal with, we must not just deal with issues and do not know what outcome are we expecting out of what we are doing. So in other words, we must plan our programs properly so that they can be effective as well. But like I'm saying, I'm just talking from a point of not knowing. So I'm still going to experience the hard work, the hectic schedule and all that. But rest assured, I will not be the one who will cause you not to do your work, my work. Otherwise, thank you very much for the session. We will convene proper meetings very soon. And the meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much. Can I adjourn the meeting?
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson Amanda.
Thank you.
Wasemamkizi.
Hey! Don't leave the